prayer. Lord, and thank you, Radio, for all that you've done. Oh, my God, even last night, and people could realize that you did at least 100 things for them last night. Maybe they would wake up and praise you. You're so unselfish. You're always blessing us all the time. And you do it so unselfishly, not even thinking about yourself. You're just there for us all the time. Thank you for all that you do. You make a way out of no way. You keep us breathing all night long. Oh, what for an individual, what for a person, God, what a task that would be, just to keep all these folks breathing all night long. And if some of them would really be know what you've done, they would find out that 20 years ago, Satan meant to kill them, and they wouldn't even be here. You said no. Thank you for it, Lord. Appreciate it, and we just appreciate everything that you do. And then on top of that, Lord, you kept all of us breathing. You kept all of our hearts beating all night long. My God, what a task that is, just to keep these hearts beating and breathing all night long. What a task that is. We appreciate it so very, very much. And you kept our eyes enough, our voice enough that we could get through this morning. What a task that is, along with what human beings to try to do that to people all around the world. God, who wouldn't serve you? You're the best God that I can ever have anywhere. Oh, my God, we woke up and we could walk. Some people woke up and their ability to walk with God. And you gave us the ability to get up and walk with a blessing down here. So many things you do for us. Oh, Bobby's sleeping and you don't even know about it. And yet, my God, you know, just thank you for the ability to praise you and give you glory. Look on those who are down. Pick them up. Those who are going through depression. Pick them up. Don't let them go through. Look on those who are experiencing, Lord, loneliness. You promised never to leave us, not forsake us. Look on those who are going through trouble. You have always been a troubleshooter for those people who are going through. Yeah, those persons who don't have enough money to pay their bills, you've always made a way out of the way. And putting food on our table, there are people all around the world, all in foreign countries who don't have enough food. And yet we have so much to be thrown out every day. And God, some people in America are even eating dog food. And here you are letting us have all kinds of food. We just want to thank you. We appreciate everything. What an ungrateful person it is who won't give you praise for all that you've done. And what a person. I don't know what to call a person who can't even recognize how good you've been to them. We recognize it, God, and we give you glory and adoration. Now, if somebody's having problems in their body, you are the creator of the body. And so that means you're the boss of the body. And whenever you step in the room, God, everything in that body is subject to you. If you speak and say heart function right, and they're having a heart attack, that heart will straighten up and act like a newborn baby pop. If you speak and say eyes act right, blind eyes can see. If you speak and say ears act right, deaf ears can hear. Please mean that you speak, Lord, just like that man in the Word of God. He said, Lord, you don't have to come to my house. Just speak the word, and my daughter shall be healed. God, speak the word today and heal people. Speak the word today and save people. Speak the word today and remedy problems. And we'll give you the praise and honor and the glory shall be thine. Thank you again what you've done for me and for the beautiful homegoing that you gave to my mother, Mother Eddie Johnson. I'll never forget what you did. No wonder saint used to sing that song, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free, how you brought me out. No, never. God, thank you. Just bless the day and take over the prayer line. Oh, God, I pray that you bless the prayer line and bless anybody who's giving you a praise report or a prayer report, anybody who's participating. And Lord, I pray that you help those with the others, Lord, who want to try to destroy. And then anything you do, they get off the phone, they get on the phone and call others and try to run the prayer line down. That's the enemy. That's not God. God, we recognize what you do. You try to build up. You try to bless. You try to lift up. And we thank you for it. Bind the devil in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I didn't even think to pray those things, but the Holy Ghost did. Amen. God bless you. I'm going back to our regular format this morning. I just want to speak to y'all. Good morning to everybody on the prayer line. Good morning. Are y'all awake
good
there?
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning to everybody. And let's speak to the Lord. He bless you so much. Come on, speak to him. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Jesus.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you
for
coming.
Good
morning.
Good
morning.
Good
morning.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's give him praise. 870-847. Come on. 816-516-708-317-866. Let's give him praise. Everything. Come on. Let's thank him. Come on. Let's give him praise. 912. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just bless him. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. 708. Come on. Thank you. 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 Praise him. 912. 814. I can hear y'all. Come on,
praise
you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We love you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you for your
presence.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I bless all of y'all this morning, and thank you for coming with us and praising God with us. Amen. I'm going to ask you to do something special this morning. No, it's tomorrow morning. I want you to do it. Something special tomorrow morning. And that is, I want you to today think of at least one person you can call in the morning. I'll call them tonight, later on tonight, and tell them that miracles are happening, and I want you to have a miracle. And I want you to call this number in the morning and give it to them. Or, if you like, get somebody you can call while you're on the front line tomorrow morning and call them and tell them, listen, this is the number I need you to have. You need a miracle, and miracles are happening. And I promise you that I'll pray for miracles before you leave the line. Okay? That's tomorrow morning, if you'd like to do it that way. I'll meet you between tonight and tomorrow morning to think about at least one person. Amen. I'm going to do that. And wonder if you do that. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, open the line up and let people say, I'm going to do it. Amen. Now, the Bible says, that rebellion is as the spirit of witchcraft. Amen. It's the spirit that doesn't want God's work to go forward. the spirit that doesn't move God's way. And let the Holy Ghost to open the line and let them say who will do it. I know I will. I'm willing. But between now and tomorrow morning, I'll call at least one person and tell them that miracles are happening on this line, and I wish you to have a miracle. Call this number in the morning. And the Holy Ghost said, open the line. I guess he's listening. Who would do that? Amen. Just say, I'll do it. Give us your name.
I'll do it.
Give us your name.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. Anyone else who will do that?
I'll do it.
I heard somebody say we're doing this morning. All right. Now, I talked the message on the line, how to recognize the real voice of God, and there's only two voices that can speak, either God or the devil. Prove it to you by the word of God. Amen. You can look from Genesis to Revelation. You will never know any other voices that really have precedent to speak on any matter, evil or good. Good representing God and evil representing Satan. There are only two forces in the world, good or evil. There have never been any other forces. Nobody is in that superpower except God. Amen. And the enemy wants to be who tries to come against it. Now, who do you think just led me to say that to you? This is God's prayer line, and it is. And he wants to give people miracles. Who do you think led me to say that to you, to get off and call somebody and tell them if you want a miracle, you need to call this prayer line? Was that God or the devil?
Yeah,
it was God. Amen. So I put it in your court. Will you obey him or will you not obey him? That's the question. Will you do what the Lord spoke and said do or not do it? That's the question. All right, I'm leaving with you. God bless everybody on the line. And I want to go back to our regular format. I want to have praise reports this morning. Anybody that the Lord has blessed? And that's everybody, but, you know, and then let me read this to you and tell you why. It's found, and I've read it to you before, but I want to read it this morning. It's found in Psalm 105, verses 1, yeah. Mm-hmm. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. I guess that's a commandment. Yeah, it is. Oh, give thanks on anything the Lord is saying. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Who do you think was led to put that in there? God or the devil? You think God just put that in there or the devil put that in there? Somebody answer.
God
put it in there.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, y'all answered very fervently when I went to the Word. But God is moving in the day, this day and this time. Amen. You know, yesterday, let me say this, and I'm coming back to this word here. Yesterday, I know in this way, I'm like Jesus, amen, because when I thought about it, amen, every day in your life, God has done so many things for y'all, you don't even know it. And
amen.
When I saw, after he put food on your table, bless you to have food, bless you to have clothing on your back, bless you to have better transportation than you've ever had before, and bless you. And so when I asked you all if y'all would lead prayer for 30 minutes, that was just a silence on the line. That would make anybody who loves the Lord, anybody can know that that's not doing God right. And I just believe that all of y'all must have been off the line. Amen. So this morning, I'm going to give you a privilege, maybe 10 or 15 minutes at the close of this service to honor God in the name of Jesus. I just want you to know why I became frustrated. Well, because Jesus, I guess I'm like him in that way. When he knew, Jesus knew everything. He realized how the people were doing God and misusing God. We find that in Ephesians. They were doing God so wrong. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He became frustrated. And he began to thump over the tables in the temple. Jesus turned them over and then took a group of ropes and made him a whip and then whipped them out of the temple. Yeah. He was so angry and so frustrated at how they were misusing his father. That's why he was angry. And he whipped them out of the temple. And then the Holy Ghost showed me they came out running out. And they were hollering and talking about Jesus was crazy. Who do you think was speaking to them? God or the devil?
Devil, Satan.
It was the devil that was speaking to them.
Yeah.
And if you bring it to this age, this new day in 2016, when I became frustrated and all God has done for y'all and y'all wouldn't say nothing. And then somebody got off the prayer line and began to call people and try to run down your chief. Who do you think that was? Who do you think it was God using the person? If I was frustrated because somebody didn't speak up for the Lord as much as he's done for y'all, who do you think that was trying to run me down? Who do you think that was trying to run me down? God or the devil?
The devil.
It was the devil.
Amen.
And for y'all to listen to the devil, Lord, let's get some praises. Amen. Let's get some praise reports. Amen. Prophetess Baker, are you on the line this morning?
Yes, I am.
I want you to ask for praise reports. If you got a praise report, would you give it? And then I'm going to be looking at the scripture and read it after that. Go ahead.
Okay.
The line's in your hand.
Yesterday, first I want to say I give honor to God and I thank you for people all on the blog line this morning. God bless you, everybody. And I would love to say this. When you give and don't have a tight hand and sow into the ministry, God will surely bless. Because on yesterday, thank you, Jesus, someone called me. They from Georgia. They left Georgia. They left Florida and went to Georgia. They was on a trip, and I had prayed with them, and God gave me a word to give them that they were traveling and everything gonna be all right. So what they did, they sold me a seed blessing. What I did, I turned around and sold Pastor Johnson and Dr. Betty. I sold them a seed blessing. What gave them what? Part of what they gave me. That was on yesterday. So I went to Walmart and I walked to them. I said, I'm Walmart to Walmart on yesterday. I didn't say nothing, but I was led by the Holy Spirit who to send it to. And I gave. And I thank God. So when you give, it will surely come back. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you go ahead and get the praise report for us this morning. Any praise reports?
Anybody have a praise report this morning?
Good morning, good morning. Ambassador Lacey and Waukegan, honored to our Chief Ambassador, Dr. Lady Betty, and all of you, to our Saint Mother just went home. We want to thank the Lord for all that he's doing. My sister is doing very, very well. She's been very, very sick and been in the hospital over a month and a little better. But God is so good. His mercy endures forever. We've had quite a few deaths, like three deaths in our family. This morning we have three deaths here. Pastor Gass lost his wife. Divorce lost his wife. Pastor Johnson lost his mother. So it's been quite tight here. Things have been booming. But thank God that they all know that we didn't come here to stay. And I just thank the Lord for this prayer line. I thank the Lord for our Chief Ambassador, Dr. Betty, And I really thank God for Mother Johnson because she taught me how to stay away from gossip and garbage. I thank God for this prayer line, and we hope and pray that you will continue to carry on in the name of the Lord. Forgetting those things that are behind me and pressing forward of the mark of the higher calling. I believe that's in the book of Philippians. God bless each of you this morning. Continue to pray because we really need it over our world. I'm just happy to be alive this morning.
Let's get three more.
God bless you. Thank you. There will be another one. Praise report.
First, I'd like to give this is Sister Williams, 91 Cedar Grove. And I give praise to Yahshua and to Jesus and to everybody on this line. I'm so glad that I got this. I didn't have anywhere to go at the time and didn't have nobody to pray with me. And I thank the Master for this. And I know that I have had operation on both of my hips and one knee. And my left hip, and it started giving me problems. But I told the Master that he had died for me and that he already healed me. And I started claiming healing right now. I say every day, thank you for your healing. Thank you for the healing. And you know my knee is getting better. Prayer that it's not paining like it ought to. And I'm thanking. And you know Satan fights me so much that my cell phone and the people were telling the people because of a storm coming. And they telling the people they could get their phone and everything to pass for the storm. And that devil, I can't even find my jack to go to a core of it. That I can charge my phone, and I every time. So if the lights go out here, everything go out, and I don't have no way to get in touch with nobody. And so, but I still say that he's alive. He's alive, and gonna always be alive. And I thank the Master how he. I had that terrible cold that I never had before, and my voice left me. I couldn't talk, and people called me. They couldn't hear me. But I thank him that he had healed me from that cold. And I want y'all to continue to pray for my family, pray for me, and I'll be praying for you all. And I love you all. Never seen you, but I love you because we are all sisters and brothers. So y'all continue to pray for me, and thank you very much.
Thank you, and God bless you this morning. There will be another praise report.
Good morning. This is Sheila Brown at 913 Area Code. Good morning. First, I'd like to give honor to God, who's first and foremost in my life. And I'd like to honor First Lady and her husband, Pastor Bernard. And I'd like to honor all the saints and friends on the prayer line today. I have a praise report. January 2017, Sister Betty Baker, a good friend of mine, Prophetess Betty Baker, she called me and she said, Sheila, I want you to call this number. She said, I need you to get on this prayer line. It was January the 17th. I was standing in my kitchen cabinet. I said, okay, Sister Betty. So she gave me the number. And I had some decisions to make. I had my husband, Lewis Brown. He's been on the run from the law. And I knew I needed to get my husband turned in. He had been telling me, Sheila, I'm going to turn myself in and this and that and that and this, and I had been bearing with him, and God knows at one point I loved him more than I loved Jesus because I just couldn't dig up the strength to get my husband turned in because I need some back surgery, and today I'm raising my three little grandkids. My daughter, she's out in the world, and I have three little grandbabies, twins that's three and another one that's four, and I was being very selfish. I was saying, if I turn Lewis in, who's going to pull these heels? Who's going to take the boys up and down the hills? Who's going to go to the store? Because I hurt just about 24 hours in my body because, like I said, I need that surgery. And I don't have anyone to help me with my grandchildren to go get the surgery. So Sister Betty told me to call the line. And this line in the name of Jesus is so, so powerful. And you women that are here, Lacey, Dr. Lacey, I don't know you all. I just hear you all over this line. Dr. Lacey Hodges and the lady that has a heart for people, Charlotte Gray, I believe, and Pfeiffer. I may be pronouncing the names wrong, but I am 43 years old, and I have raised my three kids. My son is 21. My daughter is 24. My oldest daughter is 28, and I'm a grandmother, 43 years old, and my husband is 60. And y'all is lonely. Is very, very, very lonely. And when God used Sister Betty Baker to tell me to call this number, that's when that strength came in. Here, y'all, prayer warriors, giving me reasons to pray and me getting strong in my spirit to pray and to do the right thing. January the 21st, I called the Kansas City, Kansas Police Department. I told them my name is Sheila Brown and my husband, Louis Brown, he's here on the run. He's messed up on his probation, and he's going to kill himself out here in these streets on these drugs. And I need you all to please come and get him real fast. 10 minutes later, the Kansas City Police Department knocked at my door. My husband ran out the back door, and I showed the police to go get him. He's trying to get away. He's trying to get away. And they got my husband. So, I just want to thank the Lord, and my praise report today is that God orchestrated. He orchestrated. He orchestrated.
Thank you, Jesus.
Call from Sister Betty Baker to tell me to get on the line.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, I just want y'all to know. Don't stop back on God. Stay powerful. Keep praying powerful, ladies and gentlemen. Keep up the good work. Y'all got people that's depending on y'all. Y'all are giving me strength when I don't want to go on. When I don't want to go on.
Thank you, Jesus.
When I don't want to go on in the morning. I don't want to go on because I'm 24 hours. I said, Lord, how am I going to keep giving down, wiping my grandkids, taking care of these kids? When I get on the phone and hear y'all, hope to go still. Y'all give me so much strength. Y'all give me a reason to keep on.
Hallelujah.
Please don't stop. Please keep giving God.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
It's all can because these people that depending on y'all older women, y'all mothers and stuff like that. So y'all take care, and I love all y'all.
Hallelujah.
Once again, I thank the good Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Nobody but you, God. Hallelujah. You're getting good, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We learn to depend on you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody but you, God. Nobody but you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. If that would be another thank you, and God bless you. If that would be
another thank you. Let me just say this. Amen. Maybe he just gave that as a Sister Brown gave his testimony.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. I want to just tell the Lord to use you and such a phenomenal way. You answered some questions for people who have been looking for questions for years. And I want to thank you for allowing God to use you. I want you And I mean, line was somebody had two lines open, and maybe somebody missed the last part of what you said. If you can remember that, can you come back and just tell us what you were saying in the very close of your testimony?
I was saying, thank you, Lord. I was saying that God used Sister Betty Baker, January 17th, to call me, to give me this number, to get on the prayer line. And I knew that I needed to get my husband, Lewis Brown, turned into the law, but I had a selfish spirit because I hurt so bad in my body, and I live in Argentine, Kansas, on top of a tall hill. And I didn't want to pull the hill. I got selfish and wanted my husband to be here to help me. But like I said, he was on the run from the law 5 or 6 months, and I needed the strength to get him turned in. And God used Sister Betty Baker, January 17th, to call me at 4 in the morning, standing at my kitchen cabinet. She said, Sheila, I need you to call this line. And God knows I was saying yes and didn't even have a pencil. But God made me pick up a pencil and take this number down. And so January the 21st, after calling this line and praying with all y'all powerful women of God, powerful prayers, women of God, God used you all to give me the strength to get my husband turned into the law. January the 21st, I called the Kansas City, Kansas Police Department. Told him my husband is here and he's on the run and he needs to fess up. He needs to confess. He needs to go take your business with the Lord, because I knew if the Lord got Lewis off of these streets, that the Lord would clean him up. Because Sister Betty Baker prophesied to me 12 years ago. She said, that is your husband. She said, that is a man to God. He just got a drug addiction. But she said, Sheila, you know that man not supposed to be in that house. I said, Sister Betty, I don't have nobody here to help me take care of the kids, and you know I'm hurting. You know I'm hurting. He said, he ain't supposed to be in there. You better get that man turned in and out of there so God can bless you. God gave me the strength, January 21st, to get him turned into the law. And I just want y'all to pray for me, because I'm raising my 3 grandchildren. I raised my grown children. And I got custody of my grandkids. I have twins. They're 3 years old now. They were 6 weeks when the state of Kansas gave them to me. And they have a brother that's 4 years old. So I just would like for you ladies and gentlemen to please keep me lifted in prayer. I need surgery. The doctor said, we don't know how you walk. I said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. That's how I walk. I have 3 or 4 opinions. They said, miss, we don't know how you walk. Sister Betty said, the devil want to paralyze you. He want to shut your mouth. Because I love to run and jump and shout and praise the Lord. So I just want y'all to please pray for me that God will send some faithful people to come and help me while I go get some surgery done. And I know God orchestrated this, and some people don't like to tell what's going on, but I'm not afraid, because I'm not going to see him be bound up and know I need some help and prayers. I don't mind people knowing my business, but I got a God that sits high and looks very, very, very low. He know it, so I don't mind y'all knowing it. Please call my name out and help me, y'all, in Jesus' name.
What's your first name?
My first name is Sheila.
Sheila Brown. All right. I feel this. I believe God's going to get you some help. I'm going to ask Prophet Betty Baker again. I'm going to ask Prophet Betty Baker if she would come and pray for you and ask God to help you. And I ask God to heal your body. Amen. If you were healed, you could do a much better job and without a lot of pain taking care of your children. You see that, don't you?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
But, come on, Sister Betty. Prophet Betty Baker.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Father, I come over to your feet. Thank you, Jesus. He telling you, don't worry. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. He said, don't let your heart be troubled. In the name of Jesus, God wants you to continue to trust and believe in him. In the name of Jesus. John 14, chapter, he says, in my Father's house, in the name of Jesus. And by his stripes, he said, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He said, tell you, get ready for blessings. Get ready for miracles. He said, I am God. He come on, said, he said, I know you.
thank you, Jesus. I made you. Thank you, Jesus. I come up on something. It's not an accident that you're on his line this morning and telling them, thank you, Jesus. Tell them all. Testimony. He said, thank you, Jesus. About your testimony, you are, if other people's going to be healed on this line. Give him a more shot. Yeah, I see. He said, I see it. I know. Thank you, Jesus. He said, we all keep on listening to the man of God. He said, then I just pray out loud, but I was praying for the people of God. He said, listen. Listen to him. Thank you, Jesus. He said, sometimes that we think that he is fussing with us, but he's telling us what thus says the Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. He said, everybody reach out and help the woman of God. She is crying out. She needs help. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I give you strength in your body, energy. I give you peace in the name of Jesus. And we claim that God bless it from the crown of your head to the soul. Your feet. This morning, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We ask God, thank you, Jesus. We ask God to bind off the enemy in the name of Jesus right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We ask God to destroy every curse, every witch, every warlock, every evil spirit that came against this family in the name of Jesus this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And not only you this morning, it's other people on this line. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. They're bound, but we ask God to bind it out in the name of Jesus. Bless them in the name of Jesus. Strength in the name of Jesus. Energy. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Pastor, God is giving you strength and energy. He's giving his family strength to go on in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, don't worry about nobody. He said, I got you. God said to tell you, Pastor, I got you. No weapon formed against you gonna prosper every line.
Yes, thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He said, get ready for blessings. You get ready for miracles. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I'm here now. I'll reach ministry with you in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Ready for
you. Said too much talk has been on the line. Too much interruption. It's going to have to stop. You cut out of ocean. I used to stop it. You need exit. Stop.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
No prayer. I put it in your hand. If it's there, another one with a place to point. This morning. Thank you.
Yeah. I see. Yes. Anybody else can pray with me?
Well, praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Stern. Amen. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm on a different hold, and I don't usually have to do that, but I want to make sure that I speak to the Spirit. Amen. God bless all of you on this morning. I'm Ambassador Stern from 847 North Chicago, Illinois, and I first want to say, amen, that it was, amen, the leading of Ambassador Dr. Mary Lacey that, amen, did the same. I didn't have the same problem, but I had an issue that, amen, allowed me to be on this prayer line on today. But I want to, and I thank God for her, and I thank God for me obeying, amen. It took me 2 years to do it, but when I did it, amen, whatever I didn't do, God put it up under the blood. I want to speak a word to the young lady, to Sister Brown. I think that's her name, if I'm not mistaken, amen. I feel her in my spirit. I feel her so heavy in my spirit. Just had a situation like this that happened in my own family with one of my nieces. She was in my heart heavy. I have a lot of nieces, but God gave me the right one. And I called her on Saturday. She was so heavy in my spirit after I got off the prayer, after I got off the watching the ceremony, the homegoing. And I asked her, she didn't call me back Saturday, but she called me on Monday. And she told me, Auntie, I just want to let you know, I know that had to be the Holy Spirit for you to call me, because at the time you called me, I could not answer the phone, because she too has two her grandchildren that she's been raising, and the daughter of hers, which is my great niece, has just been out there on the rampage, and she was struck with a car. She hit a car, totaled it on DUI. She just got off probation, but she's back on it, and she told me that she's facing prison for doing so many things. She's just turned 25 years old this morning. And before I came on the line, I imparted a prayer over them, but I wish they could be on the prayer line, but my niece worked a very prestigious job in the government, so she's gone that time of morning, but I called her anyway. And when I heard Sister Brown's cry about needing help, that's one of my compassions, is to the young women, amen. And I want to tell her, you will make it. You can make it. And we're here to help. Amen. I may not can be there in the natural, but I certainly will be there in the spirit. And with the permission of our chief ambassador, I really would like to follow through with this young lady. If she needs anybody to call and to listen and speak a word in her, I know Prophetess Baker is doing an awesome job, but it takes all of us, amen, to be a part of whatever is going on. My heart goes out to you. Amen. And my niece has the same problem. She's suffering with a hip problem and has to get an operation, but she got two little kids that she got to take care of. And I spoke the word to her this morning, and I speak the same to you, that God is able. And he will not let you fall. Amen. You did the right thing. The word of God say, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And when the prophetess Baker told you that your husband need to get out of there, amen, he did, and he will save him. He's your husband in, he's your husband out, and God will deliver him. That's probably the best thing that you could have done, is to get free of being an accessory to anything that links with crime and sin. I just want to tell you, woman of God, amen, we are here. Amen. I've been retired from my job 12 years, and one of my greatest missions is to go out and to help others. I took the day off yesterday. Amen. Praise the Lord. And went out into the vineyard, to the hospitals, went into flowers. Amen. I'm not boasting in myself, but I'm telling you, when God put a passion in your heart to do something, he will allow you to do it. So I would like part of being a blessing to you whatever way that I can, with words of encouragement. I'm not about foolishness. Everybody will tell you that. Amen. I'm about my Father's business. I am in the age of a mother's age now. And praise the Lord. I thank God, amen, that there's so many spiritual daughters that I do have, and sons. And I certainly hear the cry down in your spirit, and I'm so glad you openly exposed the enemy, because if you don't tell what's going on with you, there is no way we can help you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for that time, Chief. Amen. Praise the Lord, and I mean what I say. Amen. God bless you. It's my part.
Before you leave, Ambassador Stern, may I commend you. You did it the right way. There are many people on the prayer line here. I've had some who just take advantage and get the phone numbers of the members and try to call them for self-aggrandizement, build themselves up and want to be their friend, trying to build a prayer line. But you did it right, and I want to thank you so much. I appreciate you.
This is Ambassador Lacey in Waukegan. I want to say just a few words to the Sister Brown, if National Ambassador will allow me. God.
Dr. Lacey.
What you
go
say?
Ahead, Dr. Lacey.
God can bring you out. If I went on cancer in 1988 and he delivered me from cancer at the Women's Charismatic Christ Women's Convention, just a year or two ago, I was in the convocation, the state convocation, and my mouth swole. My tongue came out of my mouth big as my two fists. I could not breathe. They had to rush me to the hospital. The doctor had gave me the wrong medication for my blood pressure. My airways were cut off. I